it on his body, and Dom walks up kind of drunk. He was like, is that my suit jacket? And I was like, no, I don't think so. And then he like just whips it off. He's like, that's my jacket.
Whoa. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a very, very special edition of AirPods and Airballs.
It has been a hiatus, as you can tell by the flow. And Dom's out here making his B-reel like a fucking 17-year-old.
I keep at the times.
Anyway, welcome to AirPods and Airballs, the podcast where we do half-baked takes on basketball, uninformed opinions on pop culture, and sometimes talk about nothing. I'm glad I still have that put together after 5 weeks off, but it is good to be back, boys. I got to say that. As always, we got myself, Joe Crawley. Nothing exciting.
Mr. Joe Crawley.
We got Bradley Chi on deck. Yeah. Hey, Brad, what's your go-to order at an ice cream truck?
At an ice cream truck? Ooh. I'm going with cookies and cream.
Are you getting like a sandwich, like a soft serve?
A lot of different things.
I'm going cookies and cream and a cup. I'm not a cone guy.
But there's like all these fun things, like the rocket.
SpongeBob popsicle, yeah, like the.
Oh, I'm thinking ice. Okay, yeah, ice.
Yeah, cream. You're like if you're just got out. I don't know if the ice cream trucks make it up to Oakland Hills, but like you're just out of school. There's an ice cream truck. You got a park.
Yeah,
right. Sorry. You see all the numbers on the side of the truck. I was
accustomed to the West LA and Piedmont ice cream trucks. You're talking about like the Lake Merritt ice cream trucks.
Yeah, no matcha doodle crap or secret breakfast or anything like that.
I'm going with like the SpongeBob, like gumball eye and gumball buttons popsicle that melts within like 4 seconds of opening it.
Awesome.
The one where SpongeBob kind of comes out looking like Sam Cassell with the eyes all over the place.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's a good choice. It's a safe. It's not my pick, but it's a pick I can't roast. Let me put it like that. And we got Dom Haranya, Dom mid move, be reeling out here. But Dom, tell me. And if I've asked this already, let me know. But what's your go-to appetizer?
Spicy tuna, crispy rice.
Solid.
That is me and my doc's appetizer of choice.
I think I had that at my rehearsal dinner, did I?
Confirmed, yes.
Yeah, I thought
doc
so.
Doc is not.
Live studio audience.
Yeah.
That's a good app. We had our whole potato spiel what was it? Almost like 2 months ago at this point. But yes, hard to beat crunchy rice and fish.
Yeah. I think at the wedding, especially, you know, you want something that's easy to eat, nothing too messy. And that one, you just pop right into your mouth. Mm-hmm. Unlike, I don't know, sometimes things get messy. You have to have a napkin, and sometimes you're holding a drink, and it's like, it's a whole awkward situation with the server, and they're just like waiting for you.
Yeah, nothing like those. I already forgot what coconut shrimp, you know, at a cocktail hour.
Trying to go through my wedding order.
What else did you have?
Beef skewers.
Beef skewers were there.
There was something that was.
There's a crab cake, I think.
Crab cakes.
Yeah.
I thought the coconut shrimp was fire. I think that was the.
That was good.
That's a hit.
Yeah, when this dovetails nicely to, I guess, what our episode's about. But like for those who don't know, I got married. Dom and Brad were both there. A lot happened, so it feels like it's a good forum to talk about it. But no, it was not like the coconut shrimp, like, you know, me and Denise, we were there for cocktail hour a bit. We tuck away And then the people walking around, like we tuck away just to just take a break. And then the cocktail person comes by and she's like, do you want me to leave this here? And I see a tray and I get super excited. I was like, oh shit, she's gonna leave like six like coconut shrimp. And it was beef skewers. I was like, oh, you know, still good, but I know it's because y'all were just eating all the coconut shrimp outside.
Yeah. There's one point where Dom and I found, or I forget who it was, might have been Dom. Dom and I were standing right where they were coming out. So we got
on the spot.
Yeah, we got everything on rotation.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Was it right where y'all were playing Jenga?
Yeah. A little bit more closer to the bar, but yes.
Mm. But yeah, anything we need to talk about? Anything we need to do before we just get into wedding talk?
Just first words is it was one of the best weddings I've been to.
Yeah.
Definitely the most fun. Aww. Probably wedding of the year so far for me.
Mm-hmm.
And the doc.
Mm-hmm. It was a party, that's for sure. I'll tell you that.
It was a party. that is very true. We'll get into the party part of it, but yeah, recap for everybody. Wedding was at Loyola Marymount.
The Loyola Marymount University.
Nice, beautiful ceremony. The inside edition here is I have no idea where the marriage license went.
Whoa.
Yeah, so the wedding coordinator took it on Friday and we were supposed to sign it that day and no one signed anything. So so because of COVID, Alameda County actually lets you apply for your marriage license on Zoom, which is actually really nice. And we had a DocuSign a couple things. So I'm kind of hoping we just DocuSign something, but need to figure that out. But had a nice long Catholic ceremony at LMU. Took a lot of good pictures. I don't know. You guys have anything to say about it?
It was a nice Catholic ceremony. Did you guys have an option to do like a half ceremony?
No.
I went to one earlier this year that was like, I think they just did the like liturgy of the word and then they just kind of went straight into like everything. And I was just like very surprisingly shocked by that, but no shade to your wedding whatsoever. Yeah. It was beautiful. We love it. We love Megan wouldn't have gotten blessed by your sister.
Yeah, my sister was out there just throwing blessings left and right.
Yeah. I didn't have that. Yeah. But yeah.
It's funny during communion, Denise and I were sitting in the front and we had nothing else to do but watch everyone else get communion. Right. The one thing is I asked LMU if I could give communion out and they're like, no, you should just focus on getting married. After sitting through the day, I was like, I totally could give out communion, but,
what are you doing during that time? What are you doing to focus?
She's like the coordinator was like, just focus on getting married. I was like, why don't you focus on giving us our wedding license back? But, but no, we were watching and I was like, wow, a lot of people are taking communion. Like, some of my work friends were there. Some like people I haven't seen in a while were receiving communion. And I was like, I didn't realize we had that many Catholic friends. I have a conversation with some of my work friends at the reception. Turns out they just took it because they thought they had to. Not
oh my God.
I was like, that's not how the rules work. God loves you, but
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know anything else. Anything that stemmed from the wedding was me, Megan, and Brad sitting next to each other with EJ and. we can't talk about this.
Yeah.
This is for the after dark.
This stays in the group chat. Okay, yeah. And then y'all went to a show. Yeah.
What?
Or I want to hear whatever this EJ said.
But. I mean, I just like, you know, I think all I will say is that this seat is taken. That's all.
Oh shit.
It was a good time. I think Tom, EJ, Megan, and I had a good.
Yeah, we're kind of like a wedding group.
We had like a good 4 hours between like the start of the ceremony through like the reception and beyond.
Where'd y'all eat?
Nong La.
Ooh.
Nong La.
Yeah.
Hot. Brad taking y'all to his hood.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
It was actually Dom's idea. Dom was gonna go to Sugarfish. Dom and Megs were gonna go to Sugarfish, and then we audibled like on the way walking through Alumni Plaza.
Fun fact: me and Denise's first date was at Nong La, so
that's why we did that.
Exactly. Yeah. Exact reason. Yep.
Yeah, things work out like that.
But yes, happy y'all made the trek all the way to Burbank for the reception.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a trek when you're in an Alto plugging out.
Honestly, that was the best. That was the best ride ever.
I think we probably had the comfiest ride.
Let's talk. Why is Alto so good? I was in a party bus, so I'm going to argue that my ride was much more comfier. But like, I know, like, why is Ride Alto better than the other ride sharing apps?
I'll let Dom sell it.
I can't sell. You're the one that sold us on Alto.
Yeah, but you're a new subscriber or something.
Okay. Well, I mean, first of all, just the drivers are like employees, right? So they're for Alto, so they represent the brand. You know, like they have their own cars. It's like very spacious. Just could seat a very comfortable 4, maybe even 5, I think. But you know, just luxury rideshare service, just leather seats. Like I usually get car sick if I'm sitting in the back, and we had like a 45-minute ride, and I was just like, we're just having the blast back there. What else? I mean, just water's on deck.
Yep.
I'll
throw in that they're punctual. Like you schedule it.
Yeah, they schedule.
Live and
ooh.
Scheduling it's the move because they will arrive literally like 5 minutes before you need to get picked up. And it's just like, you know, it's a guaranteed ride. Like you just know that your car is going to be there. You know what to expect. There's no like variable of like, oh, is the driver going to be bad? Is the driver's car smell bad? You know, like, I don't know. It's just, it eliminates all the negative pieces of Lyft and Uber. I don't work at Lyft anymore, so I can say this. All the negative pieces about Lyft and Uber, it like takes all that away, and all the good pieces about Lyft and Uber, it like takes that and then it amplifies it by like 50.
Yeah.
Damn, Brad, future PM of Ride Alto.
Exactly. We were looking at careers and stuff.
I was like, oh, they have an accounting department. Megan's like, they need doctors.
Yeah. Right.
The guy even waited for EJ to get boba too. What a guy.
Dude.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he like cooled up around the corner. It was great. It was just
Well, that is not where the EJ stories stop for this day. But but anyway, we all made it to Burbank. Talk about this cocktail hour. You know, what'd y'all think of that reception venue? I mean, obviously very biased because you know, spent a lot of money on it, but how did y'all enjoy it?
I thought it was great.
Loved it.
I thought it was a fantastic indoor-outdoor spot. Also, the way that you guys transformed the outside, like for ice cream, like again, it just hit. Like everything you guys did from like the beginning of cocktails, kind of funneling everyone kind of in the outdoor space with all the games and obviously the drinks and the hors d'oeuvres. And then it was very like seamless to go like pile on inside and like find your seat. And then obviously the venue itself inside was massive. So there's a lot of spots for like people to sit, dance, grab drinks. I mean, I thought it was just a epic venue.
Yeah, second that. It was a hot day too. So, you know, for the cocktail hour, the awning stuff was very nice touch. You know, everyone could keep cool. You know, as we're getting the drinks, what else? There's all these games to play, and we probably had the longest Jenga game I've ever played in my life.
Pictures to prove it too.
Yeah. And then, you know, the bar situation was fantastic. Probably led to a lot of our trouble later in the night.
Me and Denise were tucking away to like hide out for like the last 30 minutes of, I texted y'all this, a cocktail, like just hide out the last 30 minutes cocktail hour. I just hear as I'm tucking out, I hear Megan yelling, shot o'clock. Set the 15. I did not know our venue did shots.
Some venues don't. So I was definitely pleasantly surprised. And I definitely took advantage. Some people definitely took advantage, but
Well, I'll let you know that on the bus ride from the wedding to the reception, I packed a bottle of tequila, like for me, the wedding party to drink on the way there. And I was like, I remember the day of, like, I was like, what tequila am I buy? I'm going to buy like 1942, right? Just for the pictures. But then I was walking around the BevMo in Marina Del Rey, and I saw the bottle, and I was like, Warriors won a championship. How did they celebrate? I have to buy the tequila they celebrated with. So we were drinking Los Lobos.
I was going to ask.
Lobos. Lobos, you know.
Wolfpack. There you go.
Smooth, very solid. Great tequila. But I don't know, not too much to highlight about there. I guess why don't we talk about the actual reception then? Because I mean, I think that's I think people were having fun. Let me put it like that. Yeah. First off, didn't know our venue did shots. I don't think there was 5 minutes that went by between after basically all the dances were done to like when the bar closed, when the bartender wasn't pouring shots. There were always someone in the back there taking shots. It was either, my dad or, Denise's family or I don't know, like y'all, obviously. But lots of shots being poured. That Sousa bottle. They went through a couple Sousa bottles, I'll tell you that.
Did you get like a final tally or bill of what was consumed at all?
We pay per head. So I think we got our value, our money's worth. put it like that. But no, it was crazy. It's funny, like I think the one thing that really stood out about the reception for me was just how awesome the crowd was. Y'all were there, or y'all were in the crowd, so you probably know better than I do, but it just felt like everybody was having a really good time. When we were doing like the first dance and the mother son dance, father daughter dance, whatever, everyone was so loud I could not hear the music. I was doing my mother son dance. My mom was like 3 beats early on every move. And I was like, mom, wait, chill. Like
shout out Tita Agnes. We love Tita Agnes.
Yeah, she was great. Yeah, I think it all started with like the singing and like the R&B, the Usher hits, like that got everyone like up and going, during that usually would be like a lull, right, between dinner and speeches and dances and all that stuff. But the DJ like did such a good job of like playing all the hits that like everyone was like standing up and singing, and it was like almost like a concert in a way. So then like I think that got the energy going. So then by the time it got to the dances, everyone was like obviously like shots deep, but then also
The shots definitely a key role there too. Your entrance
real quick shout out Denise real quick, because she actually curated that music. The DJ was like, we picked him because we liked his music taste, but like basically like on the drive down, Denise and I, but like a lot of Denise, like curated this playlist. And he kind of just reorganized it and made it flow. So like, DJ did an awesome job, but yeah, a lot of that was inspired by Denise, and I think it'd be remiss if she didn't get a shout out. But yes, let's talk about the entrance.
Talk about the entrance.
That's my favorite part of the wedding.
Probably my least. Me and Megan.
Recap real quick. Tell us what happened with this entrance.
Yeah, I'm just telling it from my perspective. We walk in, table four, you know, it's right like middle of the dance floor, right across the sweetheart table. So we're like, oh my gosh, like we're so special. We're front row for this beautiful couple, and you know, we get the best view of everything. And then, you know, girls have their entrance, fantastic. Guys come in and stroll in, led by B. Craig. And then you guys come in and killing it, you know, absolutely killing it. And then all of a sudden, just Joe and Denise bring out the freaking Steph Curry
night
crap. And I'm like filming it. I'm filming this, and I'm just like, I just start booing you guys. I don't know if I'll ever boo another bride and groom. But, yeah. I'm sorry.
Your front row set, you like it wasn't like, I don't think we intend, like, I mean, we made that like scene arrangement, but I don't think it clicked in my head that like, oh, we're going to hit the night and Dom's going to be right in the middle for it.
Yeah. Well, my favorite, I felt targeted there.
My favorite part was I was like perpendicular to Dom. So like I was basically like deadline Dom, yeah. Me. So I had a view of Dom filming you guys as you guys entered. And I just see Dom filming it. And the minute you guys hit it, I just see Dom turn to like Megan and his face is like to just like and then I go up to Dom, I look at Dom and I'm later on, Dom goes, yeah, I want to go home. I'm so mad, right?
That's what inspired the shots.
I'm gonna go blackout.
It's funny, you know, like, so like Denise and I didn't talk about doing the night until like right before it happened. Like, you know, like outside when we were getting ready to walk in, the guys were choreographing that stroll they did. The women were trying to figure out what they're gonna do. Our parents were just doing whatever. And then, you know, Denise and I were so obsessed with doing like the whole, like that, like when Steph pointed at his ring finger, right? Like during the playoffs, I was like, why don't we hit the night? And she's like, how did we not even think of that? But yes, that was a good moment. And then I told myself I was going to gritty, and then I just never forgot about it.
weren't you hitting the gritty before, like right before the night?
Was I? Like, I don't know.
I feel like you did it for like a few steps, and then
take us into the moment. Was that like a moment where you kind of like, you, it's almost like you're on stage, so you kind of like black out and you kind of like forget the moment itself, or were you like hyper aware of like what's going on?
I mean, like I think like the grand entrance is like a moment you think about like a bit. I mean, there's a bunch of moments there, the one you start to think about, right? But it, like, there were ideas of, you know, what I thought it was going to be. It's one of those moments where it's just like all eyes are on you. I mean, but also that's just like a lot of what that day is, right? I mean, like a takeaway from going through the day and like tips I have to other tips I have to other grooms, right? It's just, or and couples, it's just like, you know, the day goes by super fast, right? And it's just like you're so focused on being present that you're almost not present like in itself, you know what I mean? It's a long day, but it's a huge party, right?
you don't have to crawl.
Thanks.
Megan crawling around for an audio podcast, but I'd say that like, yeah, like one of the moments where like all eyes are on you, but like so is sitting at a sweetheart table, so is like being up there, and the fact that I cried at the church, like, you know, before, like I was like, okay, yeah, it's all downhill from here, right? So
yeah,
that was I'll say this from the audience perspective, that looked like a long entrance, like the distance between the door and the dance floor or whatever, the main stage, as long.
Yeah. I was like, when I mapped this out of my head, well, it's funny because, like, you know, we walked out to, the bridesmaids walked out to Party by Beyonce. The groomsmen walked out to You Don't Have to Call by Usher. And then Denise and I walked out to International Players Anthem by UGK. Mm-hmm. Our wedding planner was like, hey, like, you know, isn't that song kind of slow? Right. But basically, you know, they skip the song ahead to the, like the verse after the Andre 3000 verse, cause that's mm-hmm. when it starts to pick up a little bit. And I saw a couple online walk out to it. I was like, oh, I'm gonna try, like, maybe we can just do something like that. But I was like, oh, this guy is so much cooler than I am, so much more coordinated than I am. But yeah, we did not anticipate that walk being so long. Yeah, I was like halfway through that, like the side before we got to the main stage, I was like, I'm out of stuff to do. I bounced a bit too much. And all of a sudden I look back, I was like, Denise is hitting like the nene and women. Like, we can talk about this.
That's what happens when you marry a dancer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Speaking of that, her dance for you with both of her brothers, I assume, right?
Her brother and her cousin.
Yeah. And then also her dance with her dad, both were just like, I mean, I expected nothing less from Denise, who's an amazing choreographer and dancer, but it was one of those like moments where you are like cheering, and then like it's like Steph hitting a massive three, and it's just like blows the roof off kind of situation. You
know? I was about to get up and leave. But yeah, no, absolutely killed it. Loved the father-daughter dance.
Yeah.
We love that.
Uncle Fidel. I was telling Denise, I was like, hey, I'm sorry, but like during the second half of that father-daughter dance, all eyes were on your dad.
He was
walking it out, doing it all. but funny enough about Denise being a dancer, when Brad and I were in the fraternity Delta Sig in college, right, Denise was one of the choreographers for our lip sync. And then as a thank you, everybody wrote a card, like we wrote cards to the three women that like choreographed it. And Denise still remembers what Brad wrote on the card. The three most memorable things about that card to Denise are, one, that I didn't sign it. two, Jack Shane wrote, "You're beautiful." It's like, that's it.
I haven't done that since college.
But then number three was Brad wrote on the card, "Thank you for bringing all the swag to our performance." So, yeah.
It's true.
Brad, man of beautiful words.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. But yeah, that was an awesome dance by Denise. But yeah, she was telling me the same thing. She was like, yeah, everyone was so loud, like couldn't even hear the music. So she's like, yeah, I might have been a couple counts off.
That's one of those weddings, right, where you like, it has a little bit of everything, right? Like the moment, like for example, when you like choked up at the altar.
Let's keep talking about it. Yeah.
I thought, by the way, the speeches were really great. Like I thought, Jeff's speech was amazing. He killed it per usual. And then Denise's maid of honor was also really good. And
Yvette,
then,
shout out to Yvette. Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah. Definitely doesn't listen, but yeah.
I thought Jeff was in trouble after Yvette's speech, but then yeah, Jeff killed it. So yeah. Good for Jeff. Shout out Jeff.
Yeah. And Papa Crawley had a, I took a photo of this. I love your dad wearing dunks. That was my favorite part. I was like, I look over, I'm just like, okay. Yeah. Like, was that like, was he always wearing those or did he change into those?
He changed into them after the ceremony. Jordan 1 Lowe's. My sister bought them for him because at a rehearsal dinner, you know, we were all wearing like traditional like Filipino attire. I was wearing like a modern barong. My dad wore a barong, but like, because I wore like sneakers, you know, my dad wanted to wear sneakers too. But he wanted to wear like, I don't know, some like basic pair of Nikes that my sister was like, no, this doesn't fly. So my sister went to like Fly Club in New York and bought him those shoes. Wow. But yes, he was looking fresh in his dunks. So,
yeah.
Or no, in his Jordan 1s. Sorry.
He gave a speech in the shoes, which was pretty epic. But yeah.
And then after his speech, he gave me a hug and he said, now time for me to get a drink.
oh yeah, we ran into him at the bar a couple times.
Oh, a couple. Yeah, I don't think he left the bar after like 9
1 or 7 times.
Yeah.
Those Palomas were good, by the way. I don't love super sweet drinks, but the Paloma was the right mix of sweet and delicious. I think Dom and I, by the time we got to dinner, had like four of those.
We in the Alto, we were talking about doing martinis the whole night, and then we get to the cocktail hour, and we just pound straight Palomas like the whole night.
Yeah, it was like one of those like silent audibles. We kind of gave like the head nod and just started watching the Palomas, and that became the drink of the night.
It's like the fake spike, right? The Matt Stafford, Calvin Johnson fake spike. But yeah, no, didn't have any of them. But no, they made us a margarita, and it was good. Yeah, I'm very happy with the venue. Like the food was pretty good. Enjoyed. Yeah, we talked about it. Hors d'oeuvres are good. Very key for the party. But I think one thing we haven't hit on yet is
There's a lot of things we haven't hit on yet.
Yeah. The Vern sing along. Like before we get to the wild stuff. The Vern sing along, I think, is like one of those moments. The Vern sing along was one of those moments, like when it was happening, I was like, this is like the coolest thing I could have ever wanted to happen at my wedding. Right. Yeah. I was like, this is just awesome. It was like everybody, or probably the whole middle section, because we put all the young people like in the middle tables, like just singing, and it was loud. That was so cool.
That was fire. That I literally, ever since your wedding, I've been on this huge R&B kick, like Casey and JoJo, Usher, Genuine. Yeah, it's been
all right. Single Brad.
single Brad out here listening to So Anxious.
I've been on a heater since the wedding. Except I did lose 4 days in there because I was very sick after the wedding.
Oh yeah, that it took a good week to recover for sure.
Like strep throat or something. I was hurting. I was like fevering for like 4 days. Was it worth it? Yeah, definitely worth it.
So how do we want to get to like the, you know, the after dark stuff or?
Well, I put it like this, like when the DJ hit like the, well, because it started after the money dance, it was pretty like, you know, chill, like family dancing. There was like, you know, like three or four songs of line dancing out there. At a lot of like Bay weddings I've been to, like the hyphy part of like the music portion usually hits, you know, like maybe in the last like 40, 45 minutes, right? I think our DJ hit it at like, you know, and wedding at 12, he hit it around like 10 p.m. Like I remember being out there dancing like NoHo with Brad at like 10, 10:15, and I was like, oh wow, we got a long night ahead of us. that's when Brad broke a glass.
Oh shit. So it's funny because going into that moment, so it's funny because like I wasn't actually even that like, I mean, I just slid. Like I was jerking, and then I I was doing the jerk. There you go.
Yeah.
My foot just like slips out from under me, and Megan was standing right there, and I like land, and like all of a sudden I didn't break the glass then, and I stood up. I was good, and then someone came to like check on me, and I like turn around, and that's when like I think it's knocked out of my hand. Up until that moment, I was like, fuck. I think that was the most embarrassing thing anyone could do at the wedding ever. And then a couple people were like, oh my God, let me tell you.
Oh yeah. So all right, as you take, watch this.
I was just glad some people took the spotlight away from me on that front.
I think like the thing about the bar being very efficient was like there were so many people just hanging out back there, right? It almost became like a second dance floor. I would go back there to grab a drink and wouldn't leave for like 30. I'd like pry myself out so I could go find Denise, but it was just like I'd be talking to people, taking shots of people. The bar closed at 11 and they served till 11.
They didn't skimp. I've been to weddings where like bartenders are slow, or like, you know, they're kind of like dragging their feet pouring drinks, and they're not feeling it, but like your bartenders were like partying in a good way. They were like down, they were like, yeah, like you know, they want no worries, yeah, Paloma, yeah, like kept it going.
Yeah, I think they were less down at the end of the night, but I guess should we start with the portos?
Let's do it. I didn't even know there was Portos, but yeah.
Yeah, so our favor We had a couple favors. So we gave out fans at the wedding, and those fans are from they're from like the province in the Philippines where my family's from. So we like imported them from there. Really nice, sentimental. But then like our like late night snack was obviously the ice cream in the back, but there was that long line for the ice cream, so I don't know how people actually had it. Me and Denise actually went to Wonderless Creamery the next day because we never got some. But then we were we bought a bunch of Bordeaux's and we got these little like boxes for people to bring them home. But like the thing was like people were just taking on like huge chunks of Bordeaux's. But like I think the people who missed the Bordeaux's, I think were busy taking drinks, and those take to go boxes of Bordeaux's I think were later used as like receptacles for other things. But
yeah.
But I think 11:30 is kind of when everything started to, maybe like 11 was everything started to go downhill.
I think it was around, yeah. Cause I left around 11:30.
Yeah.
On the dot. And that's, and we got a little bad after I left.
So basically, I don't know, like whole night, like basically up until the last hour, you know, just having a good time, drinking, dancing, talking to people, working in the room, whatever. And then at like 11:15, you know, I see my mom. My mom's like changed out of her dress, and she goes with me and she's like, hey, you should. And at this point, right, like, you know, the wedding coordinator, the whole wedding staff, all the vendors, they're off the clock, right? Like they're not working anymore. They're done. They've been working since like 8 a.m. My mom goes like, hey, you should see what's going on back there. I think the staff is upset. And I was like, okay. And then she points to the back, and I was like, oh, there was somebody throwing up. Not gonna say any names. But I was like, oh, okay. He looks fine. And she's like, oh no, he's unresponsive. And I was like, oh no, he looks fine to me. He's like, mom, I was like, you should go check. All of a sudden I walk past the person throwing up, and then I see someone passed on the floor, right? and I'm just like, I'm like, oh shit. Right. And then
like a Family Guy episode.
Yeah, I didn't know. And then I was like, who is this? And they're like, oh, it's this person's name. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know who that is. Right. And then like finally, he turned to his side, and I was like, oh, this guy? Right. Like this guy who has done this to me so many fucking times in my life, right? Like this guy who like usually does this to other people. I think like, you know, this is like post-processing, but like in the moment I was like, oh my god, like what's happened? Luckily, you know, there are a lot of people helping out. Like Megan was there, EJ was there, Denise's cousin,
Dom's jacket was there.
Oh my god, my jacket.
What happened to your jacket?
So to do a little side story on this, I was helping Vito help the other person get into the Uber right outside, because we gotta rewind that.
Why are we talking about it? Because I think I skipped something. I missed the first part, but anyway,
it was basically like the floor is the foil blanket that no one asked for.
Foil blanket, what the,
they thought his jacket, they thought my jacket was his jacket, so they put my jacket on his vomit body to cover him.
Wait, real quick, can we call person one, the one that was throwing up in the box, can we call him Tim, and can we call person two Andrew, the one on the floor, just so we can just not
sure. Wait, what's the first person?
First person's Tim, second person's Tim? Andrew. Yeah,
Tim and Andrew, okay. Yes. Yeah. So yeah, they decided to put my jacket, my very new suit jacket, onto Andrew's vomited body. Oh my gosh!
I didn't know this. Oh my god!
Yeah.
Did you get the jacket back?
I did. Yeah, I was like, I like came up to Andrew's lifeless body. I just ripped it off
of him. I thought you were about to go into the ambulance with him.
No, I just like snatched it off of him. I was like, Like, I was checking for my jacket, not even the person at the time.
You asshole. I think one thing we should say here is, like, Tim and Andrew are both, like, good. They sent text the next morning. They're all very fine and healthy. Nothing was wrong. Just had too much to drink, and we can all laugh about this now. But, but those Portos boxes, I mean, that's what Tim was throwing up in. and the boxes were, like, they're flimsy. They were, like, only meant to hold maybe, like, 2 or 3, like, cheese rolls. Tim tested the limit, and the bottom came out.
I'm dying. I haven't said anything like 30 minutes.
I don't know what part of the timeline this was, but I remember walking from the bathroom, and I walked by Tim, and he's just on the chair, just looking down, and then he's just like throwing up straight down, like, to the ground. I don't know if this was pre-Portos box or post-Portos box, but shame on me. I just kind of looked at it and just thought nothing of it. I just walked right to the dance floor.
I'm like,
damn, dumb, man.
Sorry, my jacket's not on him, so I'm good.
Yeah. Sorry, my jacket's occupied. I can't take off the new suit pants too. I knew Andrew was drunk the third time he went up to me and told me he bought a gift for my dog, right? he goes, I got you some really nice Japanese whiskey, and I got something for Thunder too. And he's told me, he's that exact phrasing 3 times in a row. I think the first time I was like, oh, that's so sweet. Second time I was like, okay, you told me. This third time I was like, oh, he's I was like, him? Who? How? But
that was but
the fact that we gotta talk about how Tim got carried home.
Yeah. So this is
how did he get carried home?
Have you heard this?
Yeah.
Probably.
So Vito was soloing a mission, just carrying Tim from, like, behind, right? So, like, imagine someone just trying to walk someone from behind. It's kind of awkward, right? It's kind of walking like a penguin. And Tim kind of stumbles, right? Tim's unresponsive. He can't do anything. And he, like, stumbles to the left, and then he hits a chair. So he kind of, like, stumbles over the chair and then, like, rolls over it and then onto the leg, and the leg snapped.
Well, no, they, because I was there. So Megan and I were helping Andrew, right? And then I look up and I hear the falling happen. So Vito and Tim land in the chair, right? But, like Vito and Tim are both, like, they're decent sized guys, right? Like, there's probably at least, like, you know, 360, 370 pounds, like, hitting that chair together. And they're coming at it at an angle, right? They're coming at 90 degrees. So they land on the chair's going sideways, leg snaps, right? Just from all the weight and all the
floor. Yeah.
And it's nuts. The chair goes flying, right? Megan almost gets punctured, right? And then the funniest thing about that moment was, like, the staff's all watching this go down. They're all standing there, right? Like, whatever, like, trying to call the ambulance. And then the manager, who's been super sweet all night, he goes, that is $250. He takes the chair, flips it upside down, slams it on the table, and then takes a picture on his phone, right? And I feel bad, and, like, I'm there, and then EJ comes up to me, thank you, EJ. He's just like, hey, we got it, like, don't worry, like, go enjoy your night.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you also got it. And I go up to him, and he's like, hey guys, I'm sorry, appreciate y'all being helpful. I look forward to seeing the incidental bill. But that chair thing was so funny, because then I hear the chair snap, I hear Jennifer yell, oh my god.
I think she was the most traumatized somehow of everyone.
And I'm sober at this point. I drank a little bit, but I was like, I could not get drunk on my wedding if I tried. But it was just like, I was like there. And it's funny, just like when we finally got to bed, right, with Denise, we were just laughing up so hard about this moment. And it's something that makes me like hysterically laugh when I think about it now. It's just, it's so fucking funny. The fact that a leg snapped on a fucking chair. Oh my
Those God. Are pretty sturdy too. Those are some sturdy chairs.
Yeah. The chair was like, I've had enough. The chair's like, I'm out of here.
But of all the people, right? It's like Tim, who I didn't even know drank like that, right, at all. And then Andrew, who is like responsible for 30% of my blackouts when I was like under 23. Right. Like, yeah, it's just like those two are like the last people on the list I'd ever. You know, I'd expect Tim to be carrying Vito out, not the other way around. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah.
But, man, that was epic. That was. We were having a good time reminiscing about that for like five straight days after. Yeah.
so many group chats were created.
Yes. And it's great because after everyone goes to your wedding, they just create all these, like, you know, we on the Portos boxes, which apparently were just covered in throw up. There was like a QR code where you could upload photos. But now we just get added to a bunch of random like iCloud sharing photo dumps. And it's like, I think the great thing about getting married in 2022 is like you just have so many photos of the night. And it's so much fun just to like go back and just look through all the different photos and you also get like the photos that people are taking of each other, like not of you. Like, so, you know, I saw my college roommates, like what they were doing when they were drunk. Right. Like they were all trying to like fuck around with Brian when he was like passed out and trying to take his cowboy hat. But yeah, man, it was a really, really great night. I just want to take a moment to say thank you to everybody, you know, that came out. You know, thanks to you guys, especially for being there, spending all that time there. Like, I mean, Brad, you live there. Dom, you know, I know you're from LA, but you both, you know, took part of your Saturdays and a lot. And it was only like your attendance, but also just you and everybody there being so present, willing to have a good time, willing to sing and dance and laugh and cheer. That made like that day like really, really special for me, Denise. So. Really, really appreciate everybody that came out and attended and showed us so much love.
Wouldn't have missed it for the world.
There you go. Yeah. And I will say, after like Dom, you'll experience this, but after all the stress that comes with like wedding planning and putting stuff together, and like the last 2 weeks, I think me and Denise were going to bed at like 1:30 a.m. like every night, just like getting all the final stuff squared away. Right, you know, people get COVID and you got to try to scramble to give out the plates you already bought, right? The honeymoon is like the most relaxing vacation I've ever taken in my life. It is ridiculous how nice it felt just to be in an all-inclusive resort and do absolutely nothing. We were in Playa del Carmen, which is like 45 minutes outside of Cancun. Was at a very, very bougie all-inclusive resort, the best resort that credit card points can buy. And it's a tough week at work this week. Let me tell you like that. I just want to be back at the resort sipping margaritas on the beach.
I love that for you.
Yeah. Hopefully this podcast, you know, is a nice ray of light for
it is. No, I'm very excited. We finally got to do this episode. I mean, like Denise told me this before I went here and recorded. She's like, the Warriors won a championship and y'all haven't recorded, and your first episode post Warriors championship, you're not going to talk about basketball.
You know, we've evolved, I feel like.
Evolved, yeah.
This is, you know? If me and Megan were to speak at your rehearsal dinner, yeah, we were going to, but you know, I don't know. We just let it ride, but I would have said, not a lot of people may listen to this podcast, but I feel like what this podcast has done is made us, you know, like really good friends and you know, I'm thankful for that. So that's what I'll say.
Thank you, Dom.
Yeah. Appreciate it. You know, we don't bicker about basketball anymore, even though I feel like we could, maybe.
We could.
We're good enough friends at this point.
Yeah, you know, Mac McClung just signed a 1-year deal with the Warriors, so you know, there's
sloppy seconds, yeah.
It's fine. You know, you get
you got Ken Bazemore last.
Now you got Juan Toscano-Anderson.
Hey.
Just trade scrubs. But
I think there's a moment at the ceremony when Dom and I were calling the day AirPods and Airballs meet and greet.
Yeah.
We took an AirPods and Airballs picture, which was pretty sweet.
We did. Sure did. Yeah. Yeah, we'll put those out and sign those for the first 100 fans.
It may be time for us to update our Instagram page and our Twitter profile.
Yeah.
But cool.
How much time do we have? Do we have time for a game? Or
we could do a quick game.
Yes, do a game.
What is a game?
Well, first off. I did not know about your suit jacket, Dom. That is fucking hilarious.
It's in the dry cleaners right now.
someone said, and I'm not going to name names, someone said that Dom's jacket ate more steak and carrots than someone else. And that was the best comment of the entire.
Oh, my God. That is fucking hilarious. Anyway, I like to think as y'all, as you know, well-educated men, right? You went to a liberal arts school, learned a lot of different things, right? I thought we could test that knowledge a little bit. We're gonna play a nice little game of categories.
Okay.
So we'll play between you two. It's not fair. Obviously I prepped this, so I kind of know some of the answers. But we'll do best of three and we'll see how it goes. We can always do a best of five. But basically, y'all will take turns. I'll give you two topics. I'll give you a prompt. And then, you know, you go back and forth naming items that correspond to that category. Whoever can't name an item first loses, right? If you lose, other person gets a point. We'll do first to 2 point wins, and we can always bump it up to first 3 points if we're having a good time. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
Cool. Dom, since you're older, you can go first. Your categories are geography or sports.
I guess sports.
Cool. So, this round of sports is about baseball. Oh, and something I should throw in there. There is a category for each of you that's kind of like in your wheelhouse, like very specific to like what you know, and you should dominate the other person in it. So just if you hear a category that sounds unfair, that's intentional. Okay, so this category is, and I'm pulling this up, MLB players hitting above 285 this season.
So are we alternating, or is this like
you and Brad alternate? You pick the category, so you go first, Dom.
What the heck? Okay. Do I go? I just name it right now?
Yeah.
Tim Anderson.
Tim Anderson is not hitting above 285.
Woo! What?
Let me double check that.
I just watched the All-Star game.
Tim Anderson is batting. Just kidding. This can't be right. Because I just looked up, he's batting 310. Tim Anderson is batting above 285. There's about 17 players doing it this season.
Yeah, it's been a down number for years. Okay, my turn.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge.
I think that's a no. Let me check.
Really?
He's batting 284.
Oh my god.
He's been in a slump, so like the last week.
That sucks.
I
guess though.
Let's see. So some of the other people are.
Is Paul Goldschmidt in there? That was my other guess.
I don't think so. Hold on. I don't know if this list is right, but I got Josh Bell, Jordan Alvarez, Nico Horner, Lourdes Gurriel Jr., Jose Abreu, Jose Iglesias.
Goldschmidt's batting 380, 330.
Wow.
You have to make sure that they qualify with the number of bad bats.
That might be it. But anyway, 1 point to Dom.
I don't think I would have gotten a second one. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Brad, topic's on you now. We still got geography or movies.
Or what?
Movies.
Movies.
All right. This category is movies that scored below 60% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, like any movie?
Any movie that scored below 60% on Rotten Tomatoes.
16 or 60?
60, 6-0.
Okay. Wild Hogs.
Wild Hogs scored a 14.
I'm going to say, Daddy's Home 2.
I think that's like a 50-something. I've looked this up before. 21, actually.
Yes.
I'm gonna bump down to 50. Under 50%.
Okay.
You got 5 seconds, Brad.
The Incredible Hulk.
The original one, right?
Yeah.
Incredible Hulk,
51.
The one from 1988, or which year? The 2001.
Probably the 2000.
The one that's part of the MCU, yeah.
The 2008?
Yeah.
Oh, 2008. Oh, that scored a 67.
There's so many movies I could have gone with. I don't know why I went with
that. I was like...
That's purely like, based off just me not liking the movie.
You could have went like Shrek 4, right?
God.
But anyway, that's 2-0 Dom. We'll do best of five. Okay. All right, Brad. Categories are, you can pick again since you lost, geography or music?
Music.
All right. We're going to do songs by the Chainsmokers.
About the Chainsmokers or by,
the Chainsmokers?
Oh, I know.
All right, Brad, you're up first.
Roses. You have to fact check that.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, that is correct.
Closer.
Yep.
Paris.
Yep.
I don't know any other Chainsmokers song.
Yeah, Brad and McFadden.
So that's the Brad category, obviously.
Yeah.
So, don't worry, Dom. You got
one. We love that for you, Brad.
Well, all right, Dom, back to you. We got geography or science.
Let's do geography.
Oh, cool. For geography, we're gonna do countries that start with the letter A.
Okay.
America does not count.
What is a country that starts with A? How much time do I have?
5 seconds.
Argentina.
Brad?
Sorry, what was the category?
Countries that start with the letter A.
Oh, God. Africa.
I'm so bad. Right. Yeah. I'll give you another chance.
Antarctica.
All right. I'm aggressive.
All right.
I think we got to end on that.
Well, I got some more categories on deck, but we can always bring it back for next time. Dom, just so you know, you're getting
geography out of both times I got to choose categories.
Your hidden category was Excel functions.
Ooh. So that would have been a fun one.
I don't even think I would do that well, but we'll see.
We'll see next week.
Next week, yes. But
I like how Joe started this by saying you guys are both well educated guys, and then I get to geography. Third grader could outperform me.
I almost said Alaska.
I mean, when I was thinking, like, what letter should I pick? I was like, I looked at a list of countries and I was like, which one has the most? And A had the most countries in it.
Really?
Well, there's like Australia, Afghanistan, Albania, Armenia, Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan. You could pronounce that, but you can't pronounce my last name for 2+ years.
Well, they don't say your last name on Drive to Survive, Dom. That's why. Yeah. Haranya. Yeah. But anything else before we break?
No, I mean, I think we just, what a joyous occasion it was. Glad that you had a good wedding, good honeymoon, and you're set up for married life now.
Yep. It is, the wedding ring is a fun thing to fidget with during meetings, I'll tell you that. So
can you end the pod with the
But
me and Brad got the aura rings.
Oh, I'm about to buy mine.
I can get you $60 off. Okay. I don't
care. Yeah, but actually please, because that like the thing that's holding me back is the price. So $60 off would tip the scale. So
Bad, of course. Yeah. Of course.
We can wear our aura rings and our Alto, right? Wearing our Lululemon joggers and sweet. Yeah. Well, yeah. Until next time.
Yeah. Shout out to the listeners who made it this far.
Yeah.
We hope you found joy in Joe's wedding.
Yeah.
So that means you, Tim. Tim.
Well, we talked about Tim a lot this pod, so you know maybe he'll
you too, Andrew.
Well, all right, until next time, peace.
Later.
Bye.